This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. intelligence officials are warning that Rocha is making another bid to interfere in the presidential race. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
They say it happened in 2016 and is happening again. Moscow meddling to help Donald Trump win. Three officials familiar with a closed-door briefing last week say the message was delivered to the House Intelligence Committee. President Trump last night went after the panel's chairman.
That little Adam Schiff, what a crooked politician.
The president has dismissed the intelligence community's assessment of Russian interference 4 years ago. A senior administration official says last week's briefing infuriated the president, who complained Democrats would use the information against him. A day later, he lit into National Intelligence Chief Joseph McGuire, and this week announced loyalist Rick Grenell will replace McGuire. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A new poll shows Democrats feel mixed about the U.S. presidential nomination process. The AP's Ben Thomas reports.
A new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds Democratic voters expressing generally positive views about all of the party's top presidential candidates. The poll finds Bernie Sanders gets the highest ratings nationally. 74% of Democratic voters surveyed say they have a favorable opinion of the Vermont senator. Former Vice President Joe Biden gets 67% favorable, Senator Elizabeth Warren 64%, and 58% for former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. About half expressed favorable opinions of billionaire Mike Bloomberg and Senator Amy Klobuchar, and nearly 40% for billionaire Tom Steyer. Of those candidates with the lower numbers, many respondents said they simply didn't know enough about them to have an opinion. Meanwhile, about 20% expressed negative opinions of Biden, Bloomberg, Warren, and Sanders. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News.